This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The whole country is run by Big Pharma. The lawmakers are prostitutes for the drug companies. The media is funded by the drug companies.
The Health Ranger Report.
The whole system exists to do nothing other than push more drugs to more people and keep people sick so that they have repeat business. That's it.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
You know, we have really reached peak insanity in our culture when a statement such as men cannot give birth is viciously attacked by the deranged, intolerant left. And that's what has happened. Thank you for joining me, Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. I wrote a story the other day about CNN getting caught in fake news. CNN claimed that a transgender man gave birth to a baby boy. Of course, it wasn't a transgender man. It was a biological woman who's been taking hormones to grow facial hair and to try to transition hormonally into more of a male physical archetype. But of course, it's a biological woman. I think her name is Tristan. Yeah, that's right, Tristan. And she gave birth. And of course, the left celebrates and says, oh, isn't it great? A man just gave birth. And now literally all the people watching CNN, which isn't that many, it's a shrinking audience, but the universities and the students and NPR and all the left-wing groups are now out there saying, well, men can give birth too. You don't have to be a woman to give birth. You can be a man. In fact, I was wondering in my article whether now young men reading all of this or hearing all of this are going to start taking birth control pills because they think they might get pregnant. And before long, we'll have men, young men going to abortion clinics to get abortions, and CNN will celebrate, like, man gets abortion at Planned Parenthood, and the left will cheer, yeah, yeah, men are getting abortions. And this is how totally insane it has become. Just completely mentally ill, delusional insanity. And you get attacked for now stating a basic biological truth that men cannot give birth, period. If you can give birth, you're not a man. Sorry, you are a woman, because men do not have ovaries and womb and female reproductive organs. They don't. If you think they do, you're living in the fairy tale land, which, of course, is exactly where the left is living. And, you know, this is all very indicative, because the whole point of leftism or liberalism is to detach people from reality. It is to make you think that 2 + 2 = 7, or whatever they say it is. That's the whole point, is to obliterate scientific reality. And it's astonishing to me that we don't have more of an outcry from the scientific community on all this, because they've all been oppressed and bullied into silence, because most scientists are just meek little conformists, and they just go, I don't want anybody to criticize. And they just go along with whatever nonsense is being told, even though it's a total violation of genetics and biology and reality. So these scientists go along with it. And they say, like Bill Nye converted into a transgender believer now. And they actually had to go back and delete the entire genetics section of one of his historical science shows. They did this on Netflix. They took out a whole chapter where he was talking about genetics and XY chromosomes versus XX chromosomes and a determination of gender expression, you know, from the genetics and so on. And of course, they had to delete all that, because now the left is into revisionist history. Yes, it's a full-on Orwellian Ministry of Truth revisionist history era under which we are now suffering, because the LGBT community wants to eliminate genetics education, wants to eliminate biological reality, and wants to make everybody think that men can get pregnant and men can have abortions. And so, well, you know, what do you say to that? What do you say to that? It's like, okay, yeah, good luck with that, because you're now living in a total delusional fairy tale land. And if you're going to deny reality, then you're not going to have much success actually moving forward in the real world, because truth be told, you know, humans reproduce sexually, not asexually, which means there is a male and a female. And this is true across all mammals and all primates, male and female. And you have sexual reproduction, which shares genetic code, which creates more adaptation, natural selection, survivability of the species. This has been going on for obviously a very long time in humans and mammals, and it's going on everywhere across the world. It is the natural world. And that's why I find it especially astonishing that people on the left, who think they are protecting the ecosystem and they think that they're all about Mother Nature and they love nature and they love the planet, and then they have this transgender position, which is a total violation of nature. Mother Nature, you don't see monkeys having sex change surgeries and changing from men to women. You don't see primates doing that. You don't see mammals. You don't see dolphins out there swimming around saying that male dolphins can give birth. No, because they're not stupid. They're not stupid. Everybody knows that men do not give birth and women can't be sperm donors. It's very simple. And so if you deny that, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with your perception of reality. No other way to say it. And I, for one, being a whistleblower and being a scientist and being an actual journalist, not a fake news journalist like NPR or CNN or whatever, I'm not going to sit back and be bullied into saying the emperor has beautiful flowing robes. No, I'm not going to be bullied into saying that men can give birth to baby boys. It's not true. All of those people who say that are full of total crap. They are liars. They are fools. They are brainwashed or hypnotized or whatever it is. They are not living in the real world. And I am not going to give in to the false, delusional, fake reality of the insane, mentally ill left. End of story. Not going to do it. I mean, you can't tell me 2 + 2 = 7. You can't tell me that men can give birth. You can't tell me that women can donate sperm. Sorry, I don't buy that. I swear, if I am the last person on this planet to stand for real biological science and real genetic science, then so be it. I will be the last person defending physical reality and genetic reality against the insane, delusional, left-wing, whatever you want to call them. And it's just, they just discredit themselves, by the way, because this whole thing, this is just a phase. This is an era, and it's going to be so widely rejected down the road that future historians will look back at this, or future scientists will look back at this era, and they will laugh their heads off at thinking, oh my God, CNN used to report that men could give birth. How stupid were they? How insane has the culture become? And just because the LGBT community can be really loud and whiny and pouty and be a bunch of crybullies on social media doesn't mean that men can give birth. You can shout all you want, you morons. You're still wrong. You don't know anything about the real world, and you're quacks. You're anti-science. You reject reality. And by the way, none of this means that I am personally opposed to people who want to be transgendered parents. If they want to give birth as a woman and then change to a man, or start changing to a man and still give birth, look, I'm a libertarian when it comes to culture and social issues, and I say, do whatever you want, man. I'm not attacking the people. I'm not attacking the individuals. I'm condemning the fake news media claiming that a man gave birth to a child. It's not true. That's totally fake. But as far as the parents themselves go, because we have Tristan, who is a biological woman, and she's now wanting to be a man, and then she has a partner, I guess a gay, I don't know, do you call him gay? A gay partner? A biological male, who is now in love with Tristan, who is transitioning to a male and has a beard. So I guess the other guy's gay, but it doesn't matter. They're free to do whatever they want, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going to sit here and say that those people can't express themselves in the way that they want to express their lives or their sexuality or their, you know, love for partners of different genders or sexes or whatever. As far as I'm concerned, as a social libertarian, that's their own deal. It's not my place to say that they can't do that. I'm just saying, don't claim that men are giving birth, because that's BS. It's total nonsense. Men don't give birth. Women give birth. And when the media starts reporting that men are giving birth, they're just confusing everybody. And they're indoctrinating children into thinking that biology doesn't count anymore. And they've indoctrinated children through the school system to think that they can just wave a magic wand and change their gender and their biology, and that anybody could get pregnant or anybody might need an abortion, that men and women are no different. You know, as far as I'm concerned, women are born with a gift. It's a gift to bring another living being into this world. And that is a gift that is unique to women. And to say that a man can come along and be a better woman than all the women out there, like when they gave the award to, Bruce Jenner, who is impersonating a woman. They gave him the Woman of the Year award, saying that there's no woman on the planet that's as good as being a woman as this guy, Bruce, that Bruce is a better woman than all the other women in the country. Like, they couldn't find a woman who was better at being a woman than Bruce Jenner. Really? How insulting is that to actual women? How insulting is that? Bruce never got pregnant. Bruce never gave birth. Bruce never had to breastfeed a child and have, you know, sore nipples and go through all the difficult times of being a woman. Bruce never had to go through menstruation and cramps and just all these things. And Bruce, you can't be a woman if you don't have the biology of a woman. End of story. And to claim that a man can be a better woman than all the other women is so absurd. It's just mentally ill, as far as I'm concerned. You know, just that designation. It's all mental illness. Now, again, I'm not condemning Bruce himself. If he wants to dress up like a woman and pretend to be a woman, that's his own thing. Go for it, Bruce. You know, you win everything in the Olympics, and then you want to dress up like a woman? Go for it, man. It's not my place to say you can't do that, but let's not shower praise upon this guy as if he's the most amazing woman in the world. He's not a woman. Just like this Tristan woman is not a man who gave birth. Man didn't give birth. A woman gave birth to the child. End of story. I can't even believe I'm having to debate this. I can't even believe that there is a podcast that consists of me explaining that men cannot give birth. That alone is a sign of how insane our society has become, and how delusional and how intolerant it has become, because the left has become so intolerant of basic biology and basic science, intolerant of nature, just twisting everything around. And it's sickening, and it really is a runaway mental illness. And by the way, if you're curious why there might be so much mental illness in the world, I think it's chemically induced. I think you've got, number one, you've got atrazine, which is an agricultural chemical that is also a chemical castrator. So it turns men into women through the process of chemistry. It's part of that. It's one of the group of chemicals that can do that. You've also got bisphenol A, which is a hormone disruptor, and you've got hormone disruptors throughout the entire food supply. And these people are being turned into, they're being neutered. Chemically neutered by what they're eating because of the agricultural chemicals involved. And that's a basic chemistry fact as well, a basic scientific fact. Look up atrazine. I've even got a website, atrazine.news, that's atrazine.news, which talks about atrazine being a chemical castrator. And it's so funny because all these people on the left, you know, they're concerned about glyphosate, herbicide, and pesticides in the foods, and they say eat organic and everything, and yet then they deny that atrazine is a chemical castrator because they don't like the fact that gender expression can be altered by chemicals in the environment. So they deny that. They always selectively deny the science they don't like. They deny the fact that bisphenol A is a hormone disruptor. It's in the plastics. It is in the juice boxes. It is in the food. So they just selectively deny all that and pretend that none of that is real. And then they claim that men can give birth, just furthering the insane twisting of quack science. And by the way, another study just came out that showed that 38% of the adult population in the United States is on opioids. So you got a drugged out nation, people. A drugged out nation. People who are on the hormone disrupting drugs, you know, the chemicals, the plasticizers. And then they're on the agricultural drugs, which are the chemical pesticides and herbicides. And then they're on the opioid prescription drugs as well. And that's not to mention all the psychiatric drugs and the antidepressant drugs and the recreational drugs, all the pot, all the meth, all the heroin. Basically, this country is it's a drugged out nation. Like almost everybody's on drugs of one type or another. And it has just reached levels that are so bizarre, so insane. And, you know, the result is that rationality is gone. You don't have people who make any sense anymore, it seems, except those who avoid all the chemicals and protect their brain, you know, with good superfoods and good nutrition and so on. So much of the population has been turned into literal mind-numbed zombies, and then they believe anything they read on CNN, even when it's total nonsense, when it's a complete contradiction of the facts. They believe it anyway. So that's what is happening in our culture. It's just a sign of the times. It's total insanity. And frankly, you know, what can you do? You got to just, no matter what the odds are, you got to still stand for truth and reality. And that's what I'm doing. I will tell you to my last breath that men cannot give birth. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't happen. And if you think that men can give birth, you are stupid. Look in the mirror. If you think that you are stupid, stop being stupid. If you think that women have testicles and can produce sperm, you are stupid. There's no other way to say it. You can't. That's the only conclusion that anyone who's rational can come to. Men don't give birth. Women don't produce sperm. And transgenderism, you know, it's, yeah, you can pretend to be the opposite gender, but you can't really change your DNA and change all your organs and change all your hormones. I mean, if Bruce Jenner gets a DNA test, he comes back as a man. If this Tristan woman who gave birth, who now thinks she's a man, if she gets a DNA test, comes back as a woman. It's very simple. You can't change that. You can't alter all your DNA and change to be the opposite gender. Gender magic is illusion. So that's some stuff to think about there. I'm sure I'll get some hate mail from the intolerant LGBT transgender haters who hate physical reality and hate biology and hate genetics. And they hate anybody who mentions any of these things because I refuse to bow down to their total quack delusion and anti-science fantasy fairy tales and all that. Just not going to give into it because I am someone who honors the truth, and I'm going to defend the truth, and I'm going to continue to report on the truth regardless of how many people have lost their minds and have become chemically addicted and chemically altered and are on prescription drugs that alter their psychology and so on. Not giving into it. Nope. And I'm going to continue to promote organics and permaculture and avoidance of toxic chemicals and clean lifestyles, whatever it takes to help make people healthy, to protect their cognitive function so that they can function at a level of reason and intelligence that allows our population to move forward with advancements in understanding. That's my goal. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. HealthRangerReport.com for more podcasts. And naturalnews.com for more articles.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.